Jupiter lowers the bar to keep its 4% cashback tier. From July 1st, Jupiter Mobile told users on June 23rd that the requirement to keep its highest 4% cashback tier will get easier starting July 1st. Invite two friends before June ends. Have each of them spend $20, and the top rate carries into July. The announcement came directly from the Jupiter team's mobile account, framing the change as a way to keep more users on the top tier as the launch campaign closes out. A softer requirement as the launch promo ends June marks the end of Jupiter's launch cashback campaign, the window in which new users could earn the headline 4% rate with little friction. Rather than let everyone drop down when that promo expires, Jupiter is replacing it with a referral condition. Two invited friends, $20 of spend each before the calendar turns. Hit that, and the 4% rate stays active into July. The team's wording was direct about the intent. They want more users on the highest tier, not fewer, so they lowered the bar instead of raising it. For anyone already holding 4%, the action item is simple. Refer two people who will actually use the Jupiter Global card and spend a small amount before June 30th. Miss the window, and the rate steps down to Jupiter's standard tier. The 4% headline is not the rate you keep. The number worth anchoring on is not 4%. It is the cashback you can actually bank after the fine print. Jupiter caps cashback at $100 per month. At a 4% rate, that ceiling is reached at roughly $2,500 of monthly spend. Spend more than that, and every additional dollar earns nothing back, which pulls the effective rate down the higher your monthly volume climbs. Foreign exchange costs chip away further. Jupiter applies a markup on currency conversion, so a cardholder spending across borders sees less than the banner 4% in practice. Stack the $100 monthly cap on top of FX, and the realistic effective rate for an active spender lands closer to the 2-3% range than the headline figure. None of that makes the offer bad. It makes Jupiter a strong starter card for lighter monthly spenders who stay under the cap, where the $100 ceiling rarely binds, and the 4% does most of its work. Referral mechanics put the burden on your network. This is a referral-gated retention offer, which means keeping your rate now depends on other people's behavior, not just your own. Your two invitees each need to spend $20, so a friend who signs up but never funds or uses the card does not count. That is a meaningful distinction from a pure sign-up bonus, where the reward usually lands once the account is opened. For cardholders weighing whether to chase the tier, the math is worth a moment. The effort is finding two people who genuinely want a crypto card and will spend on it before month end. The reward is holding 4% on up to $2,500 of monthly spend, a $100 monthly ceiling, into July. If your monthly spend sits well under that cap and you have two interested contacts, the trade is favorable. If you would be twisting arms to qualify, the standard tier may be the cleaner choice.